The Clever Turtle, an Angolan trickster tale. There was once a mean and greedy farmer whose name was Old Hickory. And mean and greedy though he was able to grow the tallest, the sweetest, the most delicious corn anyone had ever tasted. People would come from miles around just to look at his corn. And every once in a while, someone would work up the courage to walk over to Old Hickory, tap him on the shoulder and say, excuse me, Old Hick, you mind if I take a ear or two of your corn home for my friends and family to taste? But Old Hickory, he'd always look at whoever asked that question the same way, cross his arms, suck his teeth like this, and say, I reckon if you want some of my corn, you're gonna have to pay me for it. Well, one hot, sunny summer's day, when Old Hickory's corn was at its tallest, its sweetest, its most delicious, Old Hickory himself went down to the cornfield. And when he saw all those row upon row upon row of tall, sweet, delicious corn, he laughed like this. I reckon this is the tallest, sweetest, most delicious corn I ever did grow. I know what I'm going to do. First thing tomorrow morning, I'm going to come down here. I'm going to pick it. I'm going to take it to market. I'm going to sell it, and it's going to make me rich. Rich, 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 rich. And that's just what he did. That next morning, before the sun was even up in the sky, Old Hickory, he hopped out of bed. He changed out his pajamas. He made up his bed. He brushed his teeth because he sort of had some bad breath in the morning. And he picked up a great big bag to put all that corn in, and he began to walk down to the cornfield. And as he walked, all he could do was think about how rich that corn was going to make him. He said, it's going to make me rich. Rich, 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 rich. But when Old Hickory got down to the cornfield, he didn't see no row upon row upon row of tall, sweet, delicious corn. What he saw was row upon row upon row of eaten corn. Someone or something had eaten every last piece of corn in his cornfield. And Old Hickory, he was hopping mad. He looked around to see if he could see who was eating his corn, but he didn't see anybody. Except a great, big, fat, gray turtle sleeping in the sun. Old Hickory, he tiptoed up to that turtle, and he could see there was a piece of corn hanging out the side of that turtle's mouth. He looked even closer, and the turtle, burped in its sleep, and ooh, he could smell there was corn in that turtle's breath. Old Hickory, he picked up that turtle. He shook, and he said, look here, Mr. Turtle, I see the corn in your mouth. I smell it on your breath. I know you ate all my corn. What you got to say for yourself, Mr. Turtle? And that turtle, in the slow way the turtles have a saying, said, yes, yes, I ate all your corn, and it was delicious too. But punish me in any way you want to, but just don't throw me in the river. Oh, Hickory said, yes, yes, I got to punish you. But how? It's got to be something you're really scared of, something that really make you shake on your little turtle shell. What could I? I got it. I know how I'm going to punish you, Mr. Turtle. I'm going to make some turtle stew out of you. Now what you got to say for yourself, Mr. Turtle? And that turtle, in the slow way that turtles have a saying, said, yes, yes, I deserve to be punished. Punish me in any way you want to. Make turtle stew out of me, but just don't. I'll throw me in the river. Old Hickory said, now, wait a minute now. Don't seem like you're too scared of being made into stew, so I got to think of something else to punish you. What can I? I got it. I know what I'm going to do to you, Mr. Turtle. I'm going to dig a hole so deep that when I put you in it, you ain't never, ever, ever, ever going to be able to climb on out. Now what you got to say for yourself, Mr. Turtle? And that turtle, in the slow way the turtles have a saying, said, yes, yes, I deserve to be punished. Punish me in any way you want to. Make turtle stew out of me. Put me in a hole so deep I ain't never, ever, 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 ever gonna be able to climb on out. But just don't. I'll throw me in the river. Oh, Hickory said, now, wait a minute now. Don't seem like you're scared of that either. What can I do to punish you? What can I? I got it. I know what I'm going to do to you, Mr. Turtle. I'm going to take you to a field. A field where there's no shade. Tie you to a pole and let the sun be down on you all day. Now what you got to say for yourself, Mr. Turtle? And that turtle, in the slow way that turtles have a saying, said, yes, yes, I deserve to be punished. Punish me in any way you want to. Make turtle stew out of me. Put me in a hole so deep I ain't never, ever, ever gonna be able to climb on out. Tie me to a pole and let the sun beat down on me all day. But just don't. I'll throw me in the river. Oh, Hickory said, now, wait a minute now. This turtle, you are not afraid of stew. You're not afraid of holes. You're not afraid of poles. What can I do to punish you? I don't think I know. What can I? I got it. I know what I'm going to do to you, Mr. Turtle. I'm going to throw you in the river. And so Old Hickory, he picked up that turtle, and he took and he went, a one, a two, a three. Well, that turtle must have flipped over about 1,700 times before it landed with a splash in the water. Old Hickory, he stood there looking where the turtle disappeared, laughing like this, going, poor turtle, probably couldn't swim. That's why he was all like, oh, don't throw me in the river, don't throw me in the river. But I got him good, because I am so much smarter than he is. Well, Old Hickory was just about to walk back to his house when all of a sudden he saw something come arising up out of the water. At first, it was just little bubbles, but then it was a little gray head, a little gray shell, and four little gray feet. It was that turtle, swimming just as good as you please. Oh, Hickory said, hey, wait a minute, Mr. Turtle, you come on back here. It's not a good enough punishment if you know how to swim. Come on back here and let me punish you right. But that turtle, in the slow way the turtles have a saying, turned his head, winked his eye, and said, thanks for the way home, Oh, Hickory. And that turtle swam and swam until he was out of sight. And Oh, Hickory, he never did see or hear from that turtle ever again. The end.